Three passengers escaped safely after their 35-foot recreational boat, the Rambo, started to sink near Battery Point in Haines this morning. With the passengers off the boat, Haines Harbor staff launched an all-hands-on-deck effort to salvage the vessel on the shores of Battery Point. When Alan, Angie, and Destiny Bosworth stepped off the small dinghy that brought them to shore from their sinking boat, they were still shaken. Here's Alan.
Very scared. Very scared. There's a lot of emotions and stuff. We were lucky that we didn't have to go into the water and get hypothermia or anybody got hurt or anything like that. So
Bosworth says his family was taking a ride to their property on the southern point of Sullivan Island. They were only about 3 miles from the small boat harbor when they noticed something was wrong.
Both engines just, one shut down and then the other one shut down. And we opened the engine compartment and it was taking on water and there wasn't much time to actually get off.
Bosworth says everything happened very fast.
It seemed like it, 5-10 minutes, you know, we didn't have much time to get off on the boat. The back end started going down, the engine compartment filled up, and we were actually, the back platform on the boat was underwater, and we were stepping into the dinghy and getting off.
Harbor staff got the call at about 11:30 a.m. and were the first on the scene. Here's Harbor Assistant Mark Allen.
It took on water. We arrived at the dinghy with the three occupants of the vessel, Rambo, and they'd got off the ship and were dry still, and we had an assisting vessel, Jerry Ernie's vessel, came alongside him and his wife, came alongside and helped as we were the first responders. So the person responsible did leave the vessel on his dinghy and took his family back to the small boat harbor with Jerry Ernie. Now we're still here at Battery Point.
Alan, Harbor Master Sean Bell, and Assistant Harbor Master Gabe Thomas towed the Rambo about a mile to the shore of Battery Point Beach. They spent about 4 hours using a dewatering pump to keep the boat afloat.
We got it drying out. We're winning.
Rambo owner Bosworth says the fateful voyage was one of the last trips his family was planning to take on the boat. They had just sold it to a new owner and had an inspection done. He says the Rambo has always been reliable.
We bought it in Everett, Washington, and we brought it all the way up the Inside Passage to Haines here. It was a really good boat.
Bosworth said he thinks a deadhead or submerged log took a rudder out and put a hole in the boat. The harbor staff anchored the Rambo to Battery Point Beach after high tide went out Thursday afternoon. A salvage crew from Juneau is scheduled to retrieve the beached vessel Friday morning. Bosworth says he thinks it will likely be a total loss. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.